If you look at the presidential tickets right now, I certainly feel that particularly with those who are vying for the vice presidential slots, my experience surpasses most of their experiences. If you look at the current VP, a woman who I have a great amount of affinity towards, she's a big sister to me. However, prior to being elected, you know, her ticket as vice president, she was a senator. Jeremiah Kuhn currently is a senator. The only experience they both have had was, you know, lawmaking experience or representing from the senatorial position. I have been fortunate as one of the few women in Liberia to lead a very reputable law firm to engage in legislative drafting, at least to assist the government of Liberia in both administrations in providing my legal advice to drafting legislation, to drafting policies and regulation. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an employer. I am an assistant professor of law. So I think my experience far surpasses any other vice presidential candidate on the 2023 ballot. So I think that those who are the naysayers or the opposition to the CPP ticket will try to identify what they will call like low-hanging attack fruit, right? A way to attack me. And that's the only thing they come up with that I have inexperience. But when you actually compare, you know, on paper, my experience far surpasses their candidates.
I've covered elections in Africa. One of the things that I hear people say, and I have observed covering elections in other countries, is that it's difficult for the challenger to defeat the incumbent. Many people question that the opposition in Liberia is so divided. How do you defeat an incumbent when you are divided?
So yes, we have heard, you know, folks say the opposition is divided, it's splintered, and so there's no way that we can defeat the incumbent. So first of all, I want to disabuse people of that notion, because there is strength in the opposition. And when there is an incumbent who has not performed, the Liberian people will decide who they are going to pick. And if that person is not going to be the incumbent, then I believe they will rally around the opposition candidate that they feel is best suited to change the direction of this country, first and foremost. And secondly, you know, in the U.S., we have, you know, two very large, robust, formidable political institutions with very varying ideologies, the Democratic, Republican institutions. And we know that even within both of those political parties, there are primaries, right? One will determine, the party will determine who will oppose the incumbent, whether it's a Republican or the Democratic. So I think that Liberia will see something similar perhaps in October if the opposition isn't going to rally around one candidate in the first round. I certainly think that there will be a united opposition in the second round. There might be. So I don't think we need to be so concerned about a splintered opposition. I think Liberians need to be more concerned about how we finally decide as a people that we want better, that we can do better, that we deserve better. And we start, you know, looking at these small mechanisms of politics and say, look, we must come together and we must identify the candidate that can finally get us back on track with the rest of the region, the continent, and the globe.
Your father, the late Charles Walker Bramskin, founded the Liberty Party, of which you are a member. But the party has been embroiled in leadership struggle. And some say that by accepting to be vice presidential candidate for Mr. Cummings, you have taken side rather than help to unify the party.
Thank you so much for this question, because it's something very personal to me. Liberty Party certainly has been embroiled in a leadership crisis. It's a crisis. And when my father was alive, because of his style of leadership, you never heard Liberty Party involved in any of these, you know, antics that we see in other political parties in Liberia. So I want Liberians to know that I have certainly taken a side, and I have taken the side of the institution, and I have taken the side of the rule of law. I have respected the Supreme Court's ruling, wherein the Supreme Court of Liberia was very clear that the administrative functions of the Liberty Party, as well as any other political party, vest in the chairman of the party and the executive committee. So the chairman of the party, whether any Liberian likes it or not, at this point in time, is Musa Bilite, and I took a side. I certainly was not going to be embroiled, continue to allow our party to be torn apart by a few who were very determined to support the Unity Party candidate. There is no way that I, as Charlene Brumsky, a member of Liberty Party, a counselor at law in Liberia, and the daughter of the founding father of LP, would give up my absolute obligation to support Liberty Party so that I could support the Unity Party candidate. I was never going to do that.